singers who would go from court to court, from royal palace to royal palace, and sing about the different dynasties, the different exploits of different medieval heroes, and so on. So in our tradition, which goes much further back than the medieval tradition of the bards, Padyavali singers would go from town to town, from village to village, and sing about the different pastimes of the Lord in local languages. It was something for the folk people. In Maharati, we have Tukaram, Eknath, and so on. And in our Gaudiya traditions, we have the great singers, Padyavali singers, who were just coming. I was once part of such a Padyavali singing group in Orissa. You might have heard about the village Gadaigiri, where His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj built a temple. And in that village, there is one Padyavali Kirtan family who used to go to the court of Puri and sing about different pastimes of Krishna. They did one pastime where Damodagiri, that was his name, would be the lead singer, and the others would sing along at different times. For instance, when the Leela became very dramatic, they all leaned forward and said, "Ha, ha!" And, they really participated. That's the idea. So, since we don't know since our language in which we communicate is not Bengali and Hindi, but mostly English, we will do the same thing now in the English language. We will sing about, or we will talk about the different pastimes of Lord Krishna, of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's important to know, we will make a few pauses where we sing the Hare Krishna mantra. And at that time, you have to sing very intently, and you have to remember what you have just now heard. So, Medanga man has the Medanga ready? Good. We will always switch you on and off. I mean, not the Medanga man, but the Kirtan. I will start today with one incident which was taking place before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and then I would like to move on to a certain kirtan pastime in Jagannath Puri. But I want to greet the grandmother of Malini Priya. Grandmother has arrived. Very, very good. Hare Krishna, grandmother ji. Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear devotees, please listen carefully to the incidents which led to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's taking of sannyas. It's very important that you listen carefully because this incident has very, very much to do with your own spiritual life and your own receiving of the gift of the holy name. In the very beginning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes or kirtan pastimes, he would not allow anyone except for his confidential associates in the kirtan. Outsiders had to find closed doors and were sent away from the kirtan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a reason why he sent outsiders away. He wanted to train his devotees in the moods of his particular kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very particular brand of kirtan was very, very different from other kirtans which were known at that time. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan was known as Prema Sankirtana, or more specifically, he would encourage his devotees to sing with a feeling of earnest yearning and longing for the not yet attained presence of Krishna. Technically, this mood is called Vipralamba. yearning, longing, desiring to see or to be connected with Krishna, was called often in Mahaprabhu's language Prananath, the Lord of the Pranas, the lives. Just like you need life airs to survive and to live, Mahaprabhu taught his devotees, you need Krishna in order to survive. He is an existential need. So he would first gather his devotees in the house of Srivas Thakur, and his kirtans would start when the sun was setting around 8 o'clock and would go on up till early in the morning, say 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Once the best of the Tejaskari Brahmanas came. Tejaskari means a Brahmana who was really powerful, whose word carried Tejas or strength. And he wanted to witness the amazing kirtan pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu's associates told him, no, you can't come in. The Brahmana returned frustrated and disappointed. Next morning, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathing in the Ganga, and he waited until the Lord came out. How fortunate was Mother Ganga to caress the golden body of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu finally went out of the Ganga, the water of Ganga Devi just ran down his body to assemble at his lotus feet like a puddle of tears, which a beloved cries when her Lord and Master decides to leave her. At that time, when Mahaprabhu was drying his very tall body, this Brahmana, who was arrogant and frustrated, came to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and stood before him and said, oh, you shall be deprived from all samsara happiness. I will curse you now that you will never ever have a happy family life. Then he took his Brahmin string and he said, no happy family life for you. That's my curse. And he was tearing away his Brahmin string. I better don't tear my Brahmin string, because maybe there are some amongst you who want a happy family life. And I don't want to be the cause of your displeasure with me. But speaking this curse, he broke the Brahmin thread and he threw it before the feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, where Mother Ganga was crying. Gauranga Mahaprabhu takes the broken thread, knowing well that he will soon leave all those who are dear to him, and for whom he is the Prananath, the Lord of the life airs. And he takes that sacred thread, broken as it is, to his head and says, I accept your curse. And in his mind, he begins to think, oh, good that the Brahmana has come. It was in fact me who in his heart arranged that this Brahmana would curse me. When the Brahmana sees that Gauranga Mahaprabhu takes his broken Brahmin thread to his head, he cries and he says, "Oh no, what have I done?" Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. My dear devotees, listen on. A little later, after this incident has happened, Gauranga Mahaprabhu came as usual to the nocturnal kirtans in the house of Srivas Thakur. During this kirtan, where the Lord chanted and danced with many, many of his devotees, one of the sons of Srivas Thakur, who was meant to go to Vaikuntha, left his body in one of the adjoining rooms. Shivas Thakur was informed and discreetly left the kirtan to see his son for the last time. There he saw that the ladies of the house, his good wife Malini, and all the other exalted Vaishnav ladies, surrounded the bed of the dead son and cried uncontrollably. Shivas Thakur, who feared that this crying of the ladies would interrupt the kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, told them something which shows you his dedication to Lord Chaitanya and the mission of Lord Chaitanya. He said, "O ladies, don't cry. What could have been a more auspicious departure for our son than to leave the body during the kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Here the Supreme Personality of Godhead performs his loving kirtan and dances in ecstasy, and our son is so blessed that he leaves the body. So please stop your loud wailing. If you continue to cry, the Lord will become attentive, will stop his kirtan, and then I will go to Mother Ganga and drown myself." Meanwhile, the kirtan goes on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dances, and as the symptoms of love of God swarm over his body like ants who swarm over the tree trunk, Mahaprabhu suddenly becomes very grave and interrupts the kirtan. "Why do I not feel the same ecstasy as I feel every night? There must be some inauspiciousness in this house." So one of the devotees who has heard about the departure of Shrivas Thakur's son comes to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and whispers in his ear, "The son of Shrivas Thakur has just left." Gauranga Mahaprabhu is overwhelmed by feelings for the family of Shrivas Thakur and says, "Why has no one told me?" And the same devotee says, "Shrivas Thakur, fearing that you would interrupt your kirtan because you would hear the news of his son's departure, forbade everyone to mention what had happened." At this moment, the devotees see tears running down the beautiful cheeks of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And some of them who stand close by hear Mahaprabhu speaking enigmatically. Mahaprabhu says, "How can I ever leave a person like Shrivas Thakur?" This sentence, "How can I ever leave a person like Shrivas Thakur," comes into the hearts of the devotees like a burning spear. What did the Lord say? Did he consider to leave Shrivas Thakur and Navadvip? Is it true what Nitai said once, that the Lord will leave? Gauranga Mahaprabhu sees the unrest double inauspiciousness. And he immediately saves the situation. He tells the devotees, let us go to the son of Srivas Thakur. I will see which Yamaraj will be able to take the son of Srivas Thakur. And he goes up to the room where the ladies are silently grieving. He goes to the bed. He takes his hand and he touches the heart of the boy. And then says, why did you leave? Come back. All of a sudden, before the eyes of everyone, life stirs in the veins of Srivas Thakur's son. He opens his closed eyes and says, my Lord, speak, says Gauranga Mahaprabhu, why did you leave? The son smiles and he says, my Lord, I left because of your order. By your order, I came into the family of Srivas Thakur. I was fortunate to stay in this family who is so devoted to you. And when my time came, the time which you had set for me, I left that body. No one is independent of your order, my Lord. I know that you wanted to show the family your exalted position. Now I have come back, but please allow me now to leave again. Saying this, the boy became silent and left. At this moment, all the inhabitants, all the devotees, I wanted to say, became joyful in their hearts because they saw very practically that no one dies. We are all eternal souls. My dear devotees, just a little bit more than a month ago, I was so fortunate to be at the deathbed of a very nice devotee. I sang for this devotee for 8 hours. And then I understood that devotee would not leave the body in my presence. Because when you cannot go, when the person who is very close to you is just next to you, you are too much bound by ropes of affection. So I left the deathbed, and other devotees continued to chant. And after only half an hour or a little bit more, that devotee who had closed already his eyes in a comatose situation opened her eyes, it was a Mataji, looked at Gaurahari, who was there doing kirtan, and with wide open eyes, while bathing in the nectarian ocean of kirtan, left the body. We all felt joyous while grieving at the same time. But now imagine, a little later, Saranandi would have returned and said, one more thing. Don't cry, I'm eternal. I have left because the Lord had given me an order to leave. Everything is proper. Everything is paka. Goodbye. We would have been so joyful. So this is what Gauranga Mahaprabhu did for his dear devotee Srivas Thakur and his family. He called the soul who had left already back to give first-hand eyewitness account that there is no death, but that we are just walking on. When Mahaprabhu had done, saw that his devotees were now peaceful and comfortable, he took with his own arms the body of Srivast Thakur's son, and he carried him with a kirtan to the Ganga. Then he went with his dhoti into Mother Ganga and very tenderly moved the body of Srivast Thakur's son in the waves of the Ganga to give him his last bath. Then everyone could see that a divine personality dressed in the zari with the silver color came out of the Ganga and took the boy and said, "My Lord, let me wash him also by the touch of this boy who is so dear to you because he is the son of your devotee Srivas. I will become purified. I am Ganga and I long for the association of your devotees." And in this way, Mother Ganga also washed the body. The next morning, the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu had assembled. "Did you hear what Gauranga Mahaprabhu said?" "What did he say?" "He said, how could I ever leave someone like Srivast Thakur? What was in his mind when he said like this? Did he maybe think..." "Don't speak that word," said the devotees. "Don't talk about it. He will never leave Navadvip. And if he leaves, we will all go to the Ganga and drown ourselves." You must know, my dear devotees, that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, for his devotees, was like father, mother, best friend, everything in one. He looked so beautiful. He had a very tall body. There were black locks looking like a swarm of bees dancing around his head. His eyes were always moist because of tears of love. They were very long. He was dressed in a golden dhoti, sometimes a white dhoti also. When he did kirtan, he usually had a top knot around which there were strings of malika flowers. And anyone who saw him had only one question: is this the God of love? Then they thought, he can't be the God of love because Cupid agitates the heart with his beauty. But this Lord doesn't agitate the heart in a rajasic way. He makes the heart melt so that it is full of prema. So all the devotees were so attached to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they prayed that their tongues would become the lawn at the banks of River Ganga on which Gauranga would dance in the afternoon. They wanted that always the name Gauranga would dance on their tongues like the Lord danced on the banks of the Ganga, on these beautiful lawns which were there. They wanted to serve Gauranga. They wanted to see Gauranga. They wanted to dance with him. They wanted to hear every drop of wisdom from him. And they shouted very lovingly every morning when they rose up, "Gauranga!
Gauranga!"
More lovingly, "Gauranga!
Gauranga!
very good. You passed the test. So just the idea that he would take sannyas was inconceivable, because taking sannyas meant to leave everyone. Sannyas in older times, when someone would take sannyas, he would go outside of the village. Then he would take a stick and draw a line between him and the village. He would draw a line which would separate him from all the people he knew, from his mother, his father, his wife, his children. And he would never ever conceive of crossing that line back and going back into the village which he had left. Sannyas was the most terrible thing a mother could think of in relationship to her son. And Mother Sachi, who was 67 years of age, knew that if Gauranga Mahaprabhu would leave her, she would properly die. One morning, Gauranga Mahaprabhu went to Gadadhar Pandit and said, "I feel I can't remain here any longer. I want to go and search for Krishna. I want to give up my Brahmin thread. I want to shave my head. And I want to roam from place to place like the wind. Please allow me to go." Gadara said, "No, I will not allow you to go. I have a question for you, Gauranga. Is killing your mother an injunction given in the Vedic scriptures? When you leave Sachi Devi, do you know that she will not be able to maintain her life? Already she lost 8 daughters. Already she lost her son Vishwarup. Already she lost Jagannath Mishra, her husband. If you leave, she will die. How can I allow you to be known as the killer of your mother? Don't leave, Gauranga Mahaprabhu." And then Gadadhar reflected for a while and he said, "Oh, you are the independent supreme personality of Godhead. How can I, an insignificant living entity, tell you what you should do or what you should not do? Do as you please." And then Gadadhar fainted and fell to the ground. The next morning, by the arrangement of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Keshava Bharati, the lion of the sannyasis, arrives in Navadvip. In the afternoon, true to his dharma, he does madhukari and he arrives at the house of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He knocks at the door. Sachi Devi, who already knows everything in her heart, goes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and says, "My son, don't open the door. Cruel death in the person of Keshava Bharati stands before that door. I thought I would live here in Navadvip with you, but death has arrived. Don't open that door. Please, I beg you, don't open that door." My dear devotees, you must know that Mother Sachi hosted every sannyasi who came. She had cooked for the great Madhavendra Puri. He had cooked for Ishvara Puri. He had cooked for all the sannyasis who came through Navadvip. That was her service. That was her passion. That was what she always wanted to do. But now she wanted to keep the door closed. Mother, said Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I will always be with you. Do not worry. And he went to the door and he opened that door. There was Keshava Bharati, who immediately was moved to tears when he saw the beautiful stature of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Keshava Bharati went like this, without a word. Gauranga Mahaprabhu went back, picked some first-class rice, and put it into the uttariya. Then he smiled at Keshava Bharati and said, soon I will give you my life. Keshava Bharati couldn't speak anything because he was a puppet, like every one of us is a puppet. He was a puppet in the hands of the Lord. The Lord had directed him to come from Katva to beg at the house of the Lord. That same evening, Gauranga Mahaprabhu went to the banks of the river Ganga. There he sat down with his associates. And again, by his divine arrangement, he propelled or moved all the residents of Navadvip to come to the bank and see for the last time their Lord Gauranga, because in that same night he would leave Navadvip for good. Everyone came. Children came. Brothers came. Sisters came. Old ones came. Young ones came. Even the atheists and offenders came on that evening to give Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu their reverence. And they all brought with them garlands with which they garlanded Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu on that day took all those garlands one by one and gave every one of the thousands of people of Navadvip a garland. And he said to them, with this garland, I give you a sacred order. Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna. Bolo Krishna, chant the names of Krishna. And think of nothing else than Krishna. My dear brothers and sisters, chant the names of Krishna and do not talk of anything else than Krishna. And as he gave them the garland, he gave them a commission and an empowerment. Hare Krishna. There was one great devotee amongst the audience, Kolavecha Sridhar. Kolavecha Sridhar had supplied the Lord with banana leaves, banana stems, and so many articles made from the banana and vegetables. And he came one last time. He brought a squash. He said, for you. Gauranga Mahaprabhu cried because he knew he would leave and this devotee would not be able to serve him any longer, sabjis and banana things. So he took that squash. He bade farewell without telling anyone what he intended to do, because it would not have been possible for them to tolerate this. And he took that squash to Mother Sachi and said, although it is late, today I want to eat the squash of Sridhar, cooked in milk. Mother Sachi immediately was alarmed. So late? What was in the mind of her son? And then she knew, like all mothers know, the day had arrived. She very briskly went into the kitchen and with tears in her eyes served the squash. Gauranga Mahaprabhu knew that his mother knew. And he said, O Sachi, I will never ever be separated from you. Whenever you cook, I will come from wherever I am and eat at your house your preparations. When you need me, call me and I will dance on your tongue. Mother Sachi still kept crying, silent tears. Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, and one thing you should know, the world will always know me as the son of Mother Sachi. My name will be Shochinandan. And even those people who have no sadhana, who have no adhika, no qualification, when they chant Joy Shochinandan, they will get qualification. Oh, Hare Krishna. I sometimes think that's my only qualification, that I have this name, and because I'm a poor egoist, I always think of Sachinandan, and in this way, some good comes into my life. Then Mahaprabhu went to his wife, Vishnupriya. Vishnupriya knows by the atmosphere. A good wife doesn't ask her husband, and a good husband doesn't need to ask the wife. They know. They are somehow connected. Vishnupriya knew, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu knew that Vishnupriya knew. So, since it is customary that the sannyasi has to ask his wife, can I leave? Permission must be granted. Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, Vishnupriya, O Vishnupriya, O Vishnupriya, you know that I will go and search for Krishna. Please grant me permission. Vishnupriya cannot think. Vishnupriya cannot look. Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, Vishnupriya, please look. And as Vishnupriya with great force looks at her Lord, she sees the Lord has four arms. The Lord is the Almighty Vishnu. And she hears again the request, grant me leave. And at that moment, this realization covers her mood as a wife. It's called her Kantabhava. She says, whatever you desire, may that be fulfilled, and faints. So that evening, Vishnupriya massages the feet of her Lord, falls asleep. And then, just before Brahma Muhurta, the Lord silently rises and leaves the house. At the entrance of the house, he sees a lonely figure dressed in the white of a widow. Mother Sachi is there, crying constantly. Gauranga Mahaprabhu circumambulates her 3 times and whispers, "Don't forget, Mother, I'm always with you." And he goes like a lion to a place which is even known today as Nirdaya, no mercy, no mercy, Nirdaya. Jumps in the cold Ganga, January, February, and swims over, and with wet body and wet clothes, he walks to Katwa to take sannyas. Mahaprabhu has explained why he did this step. He wanted to spread the holy name far and wide. And as a grihastha, he was not sufficiently respected. So he took to the order of sannyas, leaving everyone who was dear to him behind for all of us, so that he could spread his movement of the chanting of the holy name in full force. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. My dear devotees, as we all know, Mahaprabhu went to Puri and started his Sankirtan. His Sankirtan movement was really started in Navadvip, but he continued in Puri. His devotees from Navadvip did see him again. Each year they came on a pilgrimage to Puri for the Ratha Yatra festival. That was the excuse, but the reason they went was to again see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed in his kirtan that a good kirtan means that you must think about three identical identities. What that is, you will hear a little now. There is a verse. Nama vikraha svarupa tina eka rupa tine beda nahi tina siddhananda rupa. The Lord's holy name, his form and his personality are all one and the same. Name, form and personality. There's no difference between them. Since they all are absolute, they are transcendentally blissful. And we will hear now how these three meditations were there in the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Holy name, the deity form of the Lord, and the Lord himself. We will hear also about three groups who participated in the kirtan. The bhaktas and what they experienced. The onlookers, like King Prataparudra, his queens and his ministers, and the people of Puri. And then all the devatas from the universe who came and converged in the sky and saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu's kirtans. We will hear this to inspire our own practice of kirtan. In this lila, the devotees will relate to three avatars: the Nama avatar, the Yuga avatar, and the Acha avatar. Krishna in the form of his name, Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya, who had appeared in that Yuga, Kali Yuga, and Krishna, who had appeared in the deity form of Lord Jagannath. You know everything. Each afternoon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would invite his devotees for a feast with the wonderful preparations of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then after his devotees had taken Jagannath Mahaprasad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go with them to the temple of Lord Jagannath and see the aratik to the Lord. After the aratik, they would do kirtan. So let us, in our mind's eye, see Gauranga Mahaprabhu, tall, large, with a shaved up. He is now in sannyas ashram. With a stride of a lion, joyfully entering the temple of Jagannath. All the devotees go after him, and they saw the beautiful Dupa Aratik of the Lord, which took place in the beginning of the evening. When the priest saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu and all these effulgent devotees, he came and offered flower garlands and sandalwood to each one of them. Each one got a garland and some sandalwood for cooling purposes. Then Lord Chaitanya took all his devotees out of the temple and organized them into four Sankirtan parties, which were distributed in the eastern direction, the southern direction, the western direction, and the northern direction. And then, in the middle of all these four groups, the son of Mother Sachi began to dance. Each of the four groups had two midangas, eight pairs of cymbals, so altogether eight midangas and 32 pairs of karatas. And it was so loud, the kirtan, that this kirtan distributed good fortune throughout the universe. It is said when the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced with their feet, Mother Earth was blessed. When they chanted Hari Hari Bol, all the human beings were blessed. And when they raised their hands in the sky, like you all do, huh? And shouted Hari Hari,
Hari Hari,
then even the devatas were blessed. Thank you. Today you have blessed Tony Blair when you danced, and the devatas when you chanted Hari Hari. So as the sound filled the air, everyone explained, excellent, excellent, it was so good. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in the middle, and as all these four parties chanted and responded to his singing, ecstatic love began to overflood everything from all directions, east, south, west and north. The residents of Puri came streaming to the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How they astonished they were to see such a performance. And they talked to each other and agreed, never have we seen such a kirtan. There's so much ecstatic love is exhibited. You must know the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu danced very, very, very elaborately. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would become so ecstatic that he would fall on the ground and roll on the ground, and it looked as if a golden mountain was rolling. One time it happened that Prataparudra, who saw all this from the roof, saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was dancing, started to all of a sudden go into these ecstasy where he just said, Jaga, 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 Jaga. He couldn't even pronounce the name of Jagannath fully. And Mahaprabhu cried And Sri saliva came from his mouth, came all over the body, and the body of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who was now full with these liquids, became Siam colored, blackish colored, because the dust, when it sticks to the body of the Lord and is wet, is Siam. So he looked like Siam Sunda. Prataba Rudra saw this and was very, very amazed. And in his mind he thought, he's a little dirty, no? Is this all right? Can this be the Lord? So he developed a doubt. I don't know if we see all of a sudden Nitai Charan crying and rolling outside, and he becomes all blackish. Then we will say, Nitai Charan, are you mad? And Nitai Charan would express maybe with great emotions, Krishna, Krishna, hurry, hurry. And we would first need to really, you know, it wouldn't be so easy. Imagine some of you would jump up and display the symptoms of ecstasy. First, we would all be shocked. Maybe you are another scandal case in ISKCON, we would think. You know, because it's so out of this world. It's ecstasy, or the madness of love of Godhead, is beyond all calculations. It's not like the primary school behavior. The ecstatic person totally breaks all conventions. But when you see a truly ecstatic person, what will happen is that all your objections will go and you also become ecstatic. If you see a pretender, your initial reservedness will increase. But if you see a genuine display of love of Godhead, you will be infected. Hare Krishna. One drop from the ocean of prema can flood this whole useless, dry and stale world. Haribo. So that night, Prataba Rudra had a dream. He saw Lord Jagannath in a dream, and Lord Jagannath began to sweat and perspire in ecstasy and roll on the ground. Prataba Rudra came close by and wanted to touch the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath in the dream, but Jagannath said, stop, don't come close, I'm too dirty for you. You are full of perfume and sandalwood, you are decorated with ornaments, don't come close to me, I'm too dirty for you. No, said Prataba Rudra. Then Lord Jagannath smiled and became Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Do you now understand? I'm the Lord. Prataba Rudra went, yes. Yes, my Lord, I'm sorry I made an offense. I thought you were not appropriately behaving when you rolled on the ground and perspired in ecstasy and collected dust. Whenever Mahaprabhu fell on the ground, Nityananda was there and lifted him up, took him to the chest and hugged him. Deep sounds came from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at this moment. And he cried tears, but not like you and me cry tears. His tears came like water squirting out of a syringe. Everyone who came close to Gauranga Mahaprabhu became moistened. People were simply astonished at this display of ecstasy. Then Mahaprabhu started to circumambulate with the kirtan party, the temple, and began to dance in earnestness the danda nritya. This is a particular dance style where Gauranga Mahaprabhu would jump up and down as if a danda, a stick, is thrown up and then comes down. He danced very, very high. In fact, it seemed that he levitated as he danced. And when he landed on the ground, my dear devotees, he is the all-encompassing Lord. The ground tilted like this, and people began to slide. Hare Krishna. After a long time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became still and ordered four great personalities to dance. In one group, Lord Nityananda danced. In another, Advaita Acharya. In yet another, Brakeshvara Pandit. And in the fourth group, Srivas Thakur. My dear devotees, these devotees knew how to dance. We get tired after 12 hours of dancing. Vrakeshvara Pandit could dance non-stop for 72 hours. 72 hours. Pradyumna, how long can you dance ecstatically? Huh? 10 minutes. Vrakeshvara Pandit could dance for 72 hours. Mahaprabhu, who saw Vrakeshvara Pandit's dancing, sometimes explained, "Give me another dancer like Vrakeshvara Pandit. Then I am like a person who has two wings. Now I have only my Vrakeshvara Pandit. But with the second one, I will fly." This is how much the Lord appreciated the dance of Vrakeshvara Pandit. All of a sudden, before the eyes of everyone, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like a lion, stepped in the middle of all his dancing devotees and performed a miracle. All the dancers in all directions saw that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking only at them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had expanded for all of his devotees. My dear devotees, doesn't this remind us of Lord Krishna's picnic pastimes at the bank of the Yamuna, where he sat with his millions of sakas who surrounded him like a circle, and, you know, not one circle, many circles. And Krishna had looked at all these cowherd boys and ate prasadam only with them. Krishna expands himself in as many living entities as there are who want a serious relationship with him. When Krishna walked with his sakas through the forest of Braj, he pretended sometimes to be tired to give his sakas the possibility to serve him. And then one sakka would say, "Oh Krishna, please rest on my lap." And he would sit down and Krishna would put his head on the lap of the sakka. Now, to avoid that all the other sakkas would feel loving envy, Krishna expanded into as many forms as there were sakkas and rested his head on all their laps. And although he expanded into so many forms, he discreetly kept it a secret so that each Sakas thought, oh, Krishna is lying only on my lap. This is what Krishna's personality is, my dear devotees. He is ready and willing and capable to exchange loving relationships with each one of his multitude of devotees. Each single one can have a very special individual relationship where he feels, I'm only with Krishna and Krishna is only with me. Love tends to be exclusive. In other words, you want to be alone with the person you love. You don't want public around. You don't want other people around. You don't want that your lover loves other people the way he loves you. You want to be exclusively with him. So prema, or love of Godhead, is such a wonderful thing that the Lord mysteriously expands. Already now, the Lord is willing to be in the heart of each one of us. So the devotee will pray to the Lord in the heart, oh Lord, kindly do not let me forget to chant the holy name. Kindly remind me to always chant the holy name because I wish to be with you. So Lord Chaitanya performed the same miracle. He was there for each one of his devotees. And everyone was reminded of Krishna taking his Yamuna picnic lunch break in the midst of the forest. My dear devotees, when someone came near to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya embraced them. Can you imagine what happened when someone was embraced by Lord Chaitanya? It was so absolutely ecstatic that no one could think of anything else than the touch of the Lord. Bhuta Bhavana, would you like to be embraced by Lord Chaitanya? I think we all would love to be embraced by Lord Chaitanya. What an experience. So from the top of his palace, King Pratapa Rudra watched the performance with his personal associates, and his anxiety to meet the Lord increased a million times. After the Sankirtan ended, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the devotees before the deities and watched as beautiful flowers like these were offered to Lord Jagannath. Then he invited all the Vaishnavas to return to his residence, where he served his own devotees a feast of Jagannath Mahaprasadam. With his own hands, which were quite big, he gave good portions on the plates of the devotees. In this way, as long as the Lord remained in Jagannath Puri, there were ecstatic pastimes of Sankirtan performed with great jubilation every day. My dear devotees, there is a blessing given to all those who hear this pastime. Now where you have heard this pastime, you will be blessed to surely become a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without any doubt. Hare Krishna. We will now sing at the conclusion of our evening one song to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It is Gauranga Karuna Koro, written by Narottam Das Thakur. It's a song it's a prayer actually. It reads, O my dear Lord Gauranga, please show your mercy to this lowly and destitute soul. O Lord, there is no one more fallen than myself in all the three worlds. Go on a little lower, but it's very little. It's somehow we are not on the right key. All that. Huh? Gauranga karuna karo Gina hina jane Gauranga karuna karo Gina hina jane Samopatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane Samopatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. We need more cuddles for this, please. Play without any shyness. Holding grass between my teeth, O Lord Gora, I'm calling out to you now. Please be compassionate upon me and come to reside within the temple of my heart. Dante Trina Dhori Gora Daki He Tomara Dante Trina Dhori Gora Daki He Tomara Dante Trina Dhari Gaura Daki He Tomara Dante Trina Dhari Gaura Daki He Tomara Kripa Esha Hari Rama Hridaya Mandire Kripa Kari Esho Ama Hridaya Mandire Kripa Kari Esho Ama Hridaye Mandire If you do not give me your mercy, seeing how fallen I am, then why are you known as Patita Pavana, the merciful savior of the fallen? Jadi daya na koribe patita dekhiya Jadi daya na koribe Patita dekhiya Yari daya na koribe Patita dekhiya Patita Pavana Nama Kishera Lagiya. Patita Pavana Nama Kishera Lagiya. Patita Pavana Nama. I am plunged amidst the violent hurricane-stricken waves in the ocean of this material world. I'm drowning. No escape for me. Oh, Gauranga, kindly give me the gift of your divine lotus feet, which are compared to a boat in which your servant may cross over the ocean of birth and death. Jati chibava tufane nahika nistara. Pode chibava tufane nahika nistara. Sitarana toranidhane dase koropara. Sitarana taranidhane dase koropara. Oh, taranidhane dase koropara. Sitarana taranida. Hey, new slide, new slide. Narottam Das, the servant of the servant of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, ceaselessly makes this prayer. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dase Anudasa. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dase Anudasa. Oh, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dase Anudasa. Oh, Pratana Koro Yesada Dado Tamada. Pratana Koro Yesada. Pratana Koro Yesada Nado Tamadasa. Naya Gauranga Karuna Koro Dina Hina Jane. Gauranga Karuna Koro Dina Hina Jane. Gauranga Karuna Koro Dina Hina Jane. Gauranga Karuna Koro.
samapatita prabhu nahi tribhuvane no samapatita prabhu aibo jaya mo samapatita prabhu nahi tribhuvane Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Suno, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh! Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, everybody together please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala, Radha Kanaya Lala, Radha. Go Premanandi Adi Adi Bo. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hai Bo.
So I want to sincerely congratulate you. You have now concluded your first full retreat day. I'm so proud of you. I know it was an avalanche, a downpour of new information for many of you, but really you went through it very nicely. Only at the very end I saw some of you breaking their own attendance plans by running out and in, but that's normal for young people. It's very important that we keep the group atmosphere tight, because we are all on this boat together, and it's very important tomorrow that we make a firm decision to attend all sessions completely. But otherwise, I mean, that is understandable. When you do your first retreat day, you come from a culture of non-discipline, all of a sudden you have to be everywhere. It's understandable. It's all right. I'm very proud of you. You did exceptionally well. Now we have finished. You are free now. But not free from the impressions which you hopefully have taken into your heart, and which hopefully will stay for a long time with you. I will request our Pradyumna Prabhu to conclude the evening and tell us about tomorrow and whatever else he has in his mind.
So a fascinating day and a fascinating journey, and all thanks to you, Maharaj. Thank you very much for taking us on this journey for the first day. His Holiness Satyananda Maharaj Ki Jai! So tomorrow we have our second and final day. Second and final day.
Yeah.
Maybe we need a few more. But tomorrow is the final day. We follow the same pattern. So the school will open at 7 if devotees wish to arrive early to chant around the grounds. Breakfast between 8 and 9. And this morning we did very well to assemble by 9. And then to begin with prayers at 9:15. And then again, a discovery class and workshop. And then after lunch, we're really coming together to conclude the retreat. So the same pattern, and again the same timings for tomorrow for you to remember. So if you just make a note of that. In our reception area, we have a little table there, and some of Maharaj's books that capture Maharaj's journey, his realizations about connecting with the Holy Name. So please take a look and buy them. All of them? One of them? But do take a look at the selection of books that are there on the reception table. So now we conclude by inviting you all for prasadam. Prasadam, I believe, is here. But before we go, I just want to welcome someone. Shama Chandra has decided to leave his 3-day-old little baby girl.
Oh.
Come and say hello to us. So let's say hello to Shama Chandra. Hello.
Is the baby healthy? Is everything... Yeah?
Wonderful. Baby is healthy, mother is healthy. And many congratulations to Shama Chandra. Shama Chandra has been the coordinator for the retreat and at the last minute jumped out to become a father. So thank you, everyone. Thank you very much for collectively creating a wonderful atmosphere to the retreat. So let us now close and go for prasadam. And early rest.
Hare Krishna. Yes, I want to put an exclamation mark behind Pradyumna Prabhu's last recommendation. Please rest sufficiently. See, there is so much spiritual input into your life when you take the whole day off to just engage in Krishna's name and hear. And you need some resting to digest all of this healthily. So please take enough rest. We have purposefully arranged the retreat in such a way that there is sufficient time for you between now and tomorrow. Because tomorrow we have to do some very important work. We have to learn a few very important principles. I want to also say to you, if there is so much information that you feel you burst, don't worry. We have recordings of the Lester, or we make recordings of the Lester Japa retreat like we do for all of them, so that you can revisit certain sections again. But for now, please do rest sufficiently. That's important for you. All the best and Hare Krishna. Shyama Chandra. Shyama Chandra. Oh yeah. Can you be so kind to just ask him to come? Yeah.